Hi everyone, this is Matt Fletcher, Senior Pastor of Webster Bible Church, your pastor for the day. Most of us are familiar with the storyline of Job, especially the first two chapters and the final chapter. But the most important part of the book are the 39 chapters in between the introduction and conclusion. Chapters 3 to 41 make up over 90% of the book, and they contain the main lesson of the book. That is, how a believer should think about God when suffering does not make sense. Job and his friends debate this point for 35 chapters. At the beginning of the 38th chapter, God breaks into the conversation. Then the Lord answered Job from the whirlwind, "Who is this that questions my wisdom with such ignorant words? Brace yourself like a man, because I have some questions for you, and you must answer them. Where were you when I laid the foundations of the earth? Tell me, if you know so much. Who determined its dimensions and stretched out the surveying line? What supports its foundations? And who laid its cornerstone as the morning stars sang together and all the angels shouted for joy? Who kept the sea inside its boundaries as it burst from the womb, and as I clothed it with clouds and wrapped it in thick darkness? For I locked it behind barred gates, limiting its shores. I said, 'This far and no further will you come. Here your proud waves must stop.' Have you ever commanded the morning to appear and caused the dawn to rise in the east?" Job 38:1-12. A couple of weekends ago, a pastor friend and his wife were staying with my wife Ruthie and me. During our conversation late one evening, my friend told me of a young woman, just 33 years old, whom I'll call Vicky, was dying of cancer, whom he had recently led to Christ. She was biblically illiterate. She had no idea who Job was. But as she began to read, she became enveloped in the book. When she read the beginning of the Lord's response to Job, which I just read to you, she told my pastor friend, "I feel like I shouldn't be reading this. To think that such a great, awesome God would be revealing himself to me in this way is incredible. I feel like I cannot shut this book. It would seem to be insulting to God, as if I am done listening to him. His words are so holy and precious and powerful." Come to find out, Vicky did not shut her Bible, but kept it open in her car on her way home from the hospital, and the book remained open as she placed it on her table. My pastor friend wiped tears from his eyes as he relayed this account to me and said, "I thought to myself, when is the last time I had such gratitude and reverence for the Word of God?" Moments later, he and his wife FaceTimed Vicky with Ruthie and me, sitting right there in our kitchen. With a completely bald head due to the chemo, oxygen tubes up her nose, and a big smile on her face, Vicky shared how much the Lord was showing her in his Word. Let us thank the Lord afresh for revealing himself and the way of salvation to us in his Word. May we also view our present suffering in light of future glory. This is Matt Fletcher, Senior Pastor of Webster Bible Church. We're located on Holt Road in Webster, New York. Our mission is to glorify God by making disciples who embrace God's truth, enjoy God's people, and extend God's glory. It has been my privilege to be your pastor for the day. Thanks for listening.